Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL.
All right, it's time for Bob's World. It's brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Thank you. Here's Bob.
Well, it's a big day. It's June 10th, 2025. And that reminds us that on June 10th, 1995, I was lucky enough to win a contest where I got to get married to a real girl.
Wow. Not a doll.
No, and to prove she's real, she joins us now.
Here how many other people run. Entered?
I don't know how many were in that contest. Hi, babe.
Hi, how are you?
Happy anniversary, Sally.
Thank you.
Yes.
I feel old.
Well, you should. 30 years with this man is a long time.
There's just no way to sound young when celebrating a 30th wedding anniversary. That sounds
But you guys did
so old.
But you did get married young enough
right.
to where you're still relatively young.
Yeah, I mean, Sally was what, 15?
She was 15, that's right.
I was a mail order bride. If you look at the photo that Bob, I don't, is it X or Twitter? I don't even know. I look 15 and Bob looks like he's 40.
I mean, she ain't lying. If you can look at that photo, which I tweeted this morning at SportsDerm, and guess which of us is older, you might be shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your best memory, Sally, from this actual day?
Today?
Well, I mean, from the wedding. From the wedding itself.
No, from today. From Tuesday.
Oh, I was like, from today? Coffee? No. Let me think. From 30 years ago?
Yeah, from the actual wedding day. What is your top memory?
I don't even know. Probably, I think it was like everybody that loved us and I loved was like there. Oh, actually, no, that's not true. I think in our wedding party, I loved all those people so much. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what's special. Other than that, like 90% of those people that were at our wedding I don't even talk to anymore.
Yeah, like
because we were so young that we invited my parents' friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like some of our college friends, you know, they were 1,000 miles away, they didn't come, but like my high school friends were there, so it was great.
Were you guys still in college?
Sally had graduated the month before, right?
Yeah, I went 5 years. I was on the 5-year plan.
Well, you were redshirted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so
we went to
school in Virginia, lived in Wisconsin, so none of our friends lived around us. But we were young and dumb and got married and it was great. But from that day, I think it was just like the people, my best friends that were with me in the wedding and family. That was great.
Was there any thought given, and I think I know the answer to this, to saying to who paid for the wedding, by the way? Did you guys?
Yeah, we pretty much did.
Okay.
Like you and me? Or your parents? Did we?
No. Oh. No. They did.
We didn't have any money, though, did we?
No, we didn't. So that's why it was in the church where we went, and there was no alcohol, no dancing, so it's a really boring reception. And so,
yeah, what do you do at a wedding when there's no beer and no dancing?
Yeah, what was actually served at the reception?
Probably.
It was like food, then you cut the cake, then you take pictures, and then you leave, and people throw rice at you, and then you leave, and then you go to your honeymoon. And we drove like 2.5 hours to Chicago from the wedding site to Chicago. And anyway, so the wedding itself, nothing that awesome. It was the honeymoon that was great.
Wait, the honeymoon was in Chicago?
Well, no, we had to get to O'Hare because we were flying to Mexico the next morning.
Ah.
And so that was a real awkward, drive where I'm trying not to bring anything up that, might ruin my chances that night.
Stop.
Right?
Stop.
So what do you think we'll do when we get to Chicago?
You want to watch a movie or something?
Oh, God. Like it has to happen tonight, right?
that's in the rules, right?
Look at the book. Yeah. It's in the book.
Let's just hope tonight's different. Let's just hope that. Okay.
Yes.
Let's just hope.
Yes,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever you guys met.
Are you done already?
Yeah. It's too bad. You guys met in kindergarten.
It's like rodeo times.
Yeah.
5 seconds, Bob. Woo!
Did it again. You met in kindergarten, and did you date anyone else before you started dating Bob?
Okay, we dated in high school. I had a few, like, high school boyfriends. One was super kind and sweet. The other one was stupid and dumb, but he was hot. He was good looking.
Yeah.
We're not going to name any names, are we?
Bob hates him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Were you aware that they were dating Bob?
Yeah, I was right across the room, probably. I was the loser. I couldn't get her attention for many years. I was playing the long game.
Well, what swung things? Why did you, you know, dump the hunky hot guy and start going out with Bob?
Because hunky hot guy dumped me.
Oh, so, no.
So Bob was the rebound? Your 30-year rebound?
Well, okay. Let's just change the subject, maybe.
Yeah, you are on the radio.
Do we know what hunky hot guy does now?
I think I know where he is.
Did he die in a snowmobiling accident?
No, Frank. That's not right.
Frank.
Yeah, we're good.
I don't think he's hunky hot right now.
I pretty much guarantee he's not.
Yeah. But anyway, so we started dating our junior year. I broke up with him because he didn't have a car and he was annoying me. So I dumped him.
This is me.
Bob. Yeah.
Did she tell you that she was going to, she dump you because she didn't have a car?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were pretty clear on things. It was a very awkward end of junior year breakup, yes. I did not handle that well that summer. I was,
Were you bummed?
I listened to,
he was sad.
I listened to music that made me sadder, to try to get through it, yeah.
Did you think that was it forever? Like, there was my chance.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she was great. I could, you know, she was the girl, the belle of the ball. You couldn't believe you were dating her. And so, yeah, when she dumps you, you're pretty bummed. Like,
so what changed? Did he go get a sweet Corvette or something?
Yeah, he probably got his license going into his senior year. And I don't know. I saw him at school again. So we went to a private school. We didn't live in the same neighborhood. I never would have crossed, you know, paths with him because I lived in a different town. So when school started again that fall, my senior year, we were student body officers of this really small school that we went to. And so I had to have meetings. And so we started seeing each other and talking. And so, yeah. And then we just started up from there. And then
he just wore you down.
Yes.
His charm.
Now,
persistence.
Was his love for sports, which I know it was massive back then too, did that bother you at all? Were you like, golly, can we talk about something else?
No, because he played sports, but he didn't talk about him. So I don't even know what we talked about, but no, what I liked about him was that he was funny, believe it or not, and he was kind.
Well, believe it or not, yes, he's funny.
I know he's not funny anymore, but he was, he had a few jokes.
I think he's funny because he's like, talks about sports all the time, and like, usually other people on the ticket are really funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I top 20 funniest people at the ticket, do you think?
You're sneaky funny.
No.
You are very funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, he tells me that he'll tell me a joke or he'll make a comment and then I'll just look at him, glare at him like, that was really dumb. And then he's like, hon, you don't laugh at my jokes anymore. And I told him, because you tell the same ones all the time.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm going to warn everybody who's married, by your 30th anniversary, if she's still acting like you're amusing her, she's probably acting, because there's just no, and you know what, by the 30th anniversary, no one's acting anymore too. So you're kind of getting the authenticity and they've heard all of your material. There's just, it just is what it is.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you on that one. So were there any more breakups along the way, or was that one junior year it?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. And was it hard because you didn't go to the same college as him, right? At first,
no.
Where did you go?
No, you don't. The small Bible college in Minnesota that maybe I don't think anybody's ever heard of. In fact, it's closed. You can't even.
I can't access records.
Yeah, Sally.
I can't even get my transcripts from there anymore. Thank God I moved and I went to Liberty.
For a girl who was born in the 70s to have attended a high school and a university that are both completely closed now,
yeah,
that's pretty rare, I bet.
High school's gone.
Yeah. High school's gone.
Long gone.
College is gone.
Well, what happened to the high school? Well, I mean, you only had like five people there. That's what happened.
I think everybody realized it's probably best we just close this place.
Yeah, it was best. I'm not putting myself down. I'm a smart, independent, like confident woman, but I was the dumbest freshman going into college because that small private school didn't teach me anything. So I'm glad it closed. It should have closed.
They really didn't teach a whole lot about science. They just pretty much said, just read Genesis again. That's really all you need to worry about.
I didn't write one paper before I went to that college. Isn't that awful?
Are you serious?
Not one. No. Never did a science experiment.
Never once.
Oh, my gosh.
We never wore safety goggles.
Did they teach you how to churn butter, or what were they doing?
Yeah, were you near Amish?
Maybe 50% of the way there, maybe.
It's just not an academic power. Okay, so the other thing about the wedding I would like to say is just, yes, there was no alcohol, there was no dancing, but there was also no limousine. And I did republish that photo this morning as well, as we're standing in front of my Plymouth Sundance at the time.
That's the hot car that got the girl?
Yes. That was the car, the first car I owned, and I regret to this day that I didn't have, well, I did. I certainly had a couple $100 I had to have, or maybe just get a credit card. Like, I was a cheapskate. Maybe I still am, but I...
Well, you didn't have any money.
We should have got a limousine, because these pictures last forever. Yes, honey?
You bought that car with your first paycheck. Like, your first, like, was a TV, right? You bought that first with your paycheck?
We have to have a TV for sports.
Bob was working my senior year at Liberty, and so he was 1 year ahead of the game, and so he bought a car and he bought a TV. So that was the car you bought. But looking back, I don't care about that picture. I don't care that we didn't have a limousine. You do. I don't. But
yeah, it's almost better that it's almost better that you didn't. I think it adds to the story.
Well, and then that wedding photo reveals two things, and we discussed it this morning over coffee.
Nice tails, by the way.
Number one,
Dumb and Dumber.
It appears. It appears I was definitely losing all my hair at age 22.
Were you aware that his hair was thinning?
He blames me for that haircut he had for like the next 3 years. He blames me. Like,
the forehead comma?
Well, I blame her for not being real with me, for accepting my horrible attempts at trying to still simulate hair when it was over and I just needed to give it up.
Okay, love, Bob. We've mentioned this before. I don't know if on the radio, but I've told you multiple times. You get your feelings hurt way more often than I do.
Aww.
So if I... No, that's not a good thing. Oh. You're the man. If I were to tell you...
Toughen up, bitch!
If I were to tell you your hair, you look old, and it's not a very... You know, you don't look very handsome in it. You wouldn't have taken that very well.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do about it. When you're losing your hair, you're losing your hair. It's just reality. And then
in 95... I mean, outside of maybe Bruce Willis, no one was shaving their head.
No, Andre Agassi and Bruce Willis were breaking the barrier as we spoke. So it was still very early. Yeah. And then the other thing we noticed this morning is you have an incredibly modest wedding dress. And
he wants to get you a new one.
And if you had it to do over again, you certainly would have shown way more skin than that.
Yeah, I think my clavicle was showing and my face. That's about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very sexy.
And Bob's
clavicle.
Mom was like, "Why aren't you wearing more?"
Yeah, we do not show collarbone.
Did you
before marriage? No collarbone before marriage.
Is that the first thing you touched? Was her collarbone?
Skin.
Ooh, what's this?
That's what the parents think.
Yeah.
Did you always get along with the Sturms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right. They didn't think you were some pussy after their kid.
Did Doodlebug perform at the reception?
I want to say they were shocked that I could land that. They were bewildered that Sally was willing to marry me.
Are you sure?
It's kind of weird. I mean, we're a large Mexican family. Like, I was related to all the Mexicans that went to my school. And then Bob's family, obviously, is not Mexican. Mm-hmm. And so...
Extremely white.
And, And so, yeah.
Well, at least because she was related to all of them, you didn't have to compete with any of them.
That's right. That's a no. It just increases your odds more and more all the time. So 30 years, babe. We could. Who knows?
Was it a day wedding?
Is there 30
was this a
more?
Day? It looks like it was.
Carry this over because I want to.
We'll take
it.
A break.
Was it a day wedding? Yeah,
what do you
right.
Mean, was
yeah.
it a day wedding?
Don't
you don't know?
I don't know.
No, for sure it was.
Okay.
We
I don't know.
We had to drive to O'Hare.
Yeah, you did. Well, Sally,
to get it on.
Congratulations.
Definitely to get it on, babe. That's yeah. what I'm talking
you
about.
You got it on. I didn't, but you did.
Yeah, that's
whoa.
Right.
Whoa. Hey.
We even stopped at the drive-thru on the way to the hotel, because we were so hungry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Had to have fuel for that session. Right.
Yeah. Then we had to go out for food afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Happy anniversary. Y'all have a wonderful dinner tonight, Sally.
Thank you so much, Corby, for the recommendation, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Bye,
for
babe.
We'll see y'all.
Bye.
Congratulations, Sally.
Thank Bye-bye. You so much. Bye, guys.
But more congratulations to Bob.
Yes. Yeah, you actually scored.
Girls.
Yeah.
I got one.
Right. All right. When we come back, we're going to discuss human centipede. What are we doing? I forgot.
Man, we're going to do something really cool
Rory
called the U.S. Open.
At the U.S. Open course.
Woo! The ticket.